The Secret Scripture by Sebastian Barry. Read by Stephen Hogan. Part 1. Chapter 1. Roseanne's Testimony of Herself. Patient, Roscommon Regional Mental Hospital, 1957 to the present. The world begins anew with every birth, my father used to say. He forgot to say, with every death it ends. Or did not think he needed to, because for a goodly part of his life he worked in a graveyard. The place where I was born was a cold town. Even the mountains stood away. They were not sure, no more than me, of that dark spot, those same mountains. There was a black river that flowed through the town, and if it had no grace for mortal beings, it did for swans, and many swans resorted there, and even rode the river like some kind of plunging animals in floods. The river also took the rubbish down to the sea, and bits of things that were once owned by people and pulled from the banks, and bodies too, if rarely, oh, and poor babies that were embarrassments the odd time. The speed and depth of the river would have been a great friend to secrecy. That is Sligo town, I mean. Sligo made me, and Sligo undid me, but then I should have given up much sooner than I did, being made or undone by human towns, and looked to myself alone. The terror and hurt in my story happened because when I was young I thought others were the authors of my fortune or misfortune. I did not know that a person could hold up a wall made of imaginary bricks and mortar against the horrors and cruel dark tricks of time that assail us.